Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Rookie Bailey Ober shut out the White Sox into the sixth inning. Jorge Polanco homered and Minnesota. Yeah, that's all they needed was that home run from Polanco. They beat Chicago 1-0. Twins take 2-3 from the first place White Sox. They're off today before opening up a series at home against Tampa Bay tomorrow night. Denver Broncos quarterback and former Minnesota Viking quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has returned to Minnesota this week for joint practices with the Vikings in advance of their preseason game. Now, Bridgewater is competing with Drew Locke to be the starter. Bridgewater approaching the 5-year anniversary of the knee injury that nearly ended his career and altered the path of the Vikings. He says he has found himself thinking about that moment more lately than usual and feeling blessed to have progressed so far from that moment. Bridgewater left Minnesota as a free agent after the 2017 season and has been with four other teams since then. So Teddy Bridgewater at U.S. Bank Stadium, Denver and Minnesota preseason Saturday at 3. Baseball scores from yesterday. Shohei Ohtani hit his major league leading 38th home run of the season, but Toronto, they had four home runs. They beat the Angels 10-2. Kevin Gausman singled twice and pitched five uneven innings in his first start following the birth of his daughter, and the San Francisco Giants beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-2. Luis Torrens hit a ninth inning single to score the winning run. Seattle, they beat Texas 2-1. Cody Bellinger hit a two-run homer on the 13th pitch of an at-bat, connected later for another two-run dinger as the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-2. Jed Lowry hit a three-run homer. Elvis Andrus also had a solo shot in the eighth. Oakland comes back to beat Cleveland 6-3. Ozzie Albies crushed a three-run homer off of Lucas Sims in the bottom of the 11th as the Braves, they beat Cincinnati 8-6. Bobby Dalbec drove in a career-high five runs. Xander Bogaerts and Hunter Renfro each had four RBIs. Boston, they rout Tampa Bay. Ready for this one, 20-8. Milwaukee right-hander Corbin Burns struck out 10 consecutive batters. That ties the Major League record, and he led the Brewers past the Chicago Cubs 10-0. Burns finished with a career-high 15 strikeouts in 8 innings. Miguel Cabrera just one homer away from career number 500 as he hit 499 last night as the Tigers. They beat Baltimore 5-2. Houston over Colorado 5-1. Adam Wainwright pitched a complete game, two-hit shutout, helped himself with a pair of hits. St. Louis shuts out Pittsburgh 4-0. Luke Voit had a two-run single in the first inning. Yankees beat Kansas City for their 12th straight series victory over the Royals. New York wins last night by the score of 5-2. Also, Miami beat San Diego 7-0, and the Mets over the Nationals 8-7. The Chicago White Sox have placed left-hander Carlos Rodon on the 10-day injured list with left shoulder fatigue. Now, Rodon is 9-5 with a 2.38 ERA in 19 starts this season. He was an all-star for the first time in his career. Now, right-handed reliever Matt Foster was recalled from AAA Charlotte. Major League Baseball is preparing for its first game in the state of Iowa. The Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees will play in Dyersville tonight, next to the site used in the 1989 movie Field of Dreams. Now, one of the most famous cornfields in Hollywood history finally has the opportunity to host a real thing. The game was delayed by a year due to the pandemic. The NCAA says its long investigation of the Baylor sexual assault scandal will result in nothing more than probation and other relatively minor sanctions. The NCAA ruling came more than 5 years after the scandal rocked the world's largest Baptist university. Now, former Baylor football coach Art Briles has avoided NCAA penalties, but the former coach was far from unscathed in the NCAA infractions report. The committee says he failed to report information or personally look further into allegations of potentially criminal conduct by his players. Now, Briles was fired in May of 2016. Baylor is still embroiled in lawsuits over its mishandling of campus assault cases. Baltimore coach John Harbaugh says rookie wide receiver and former University of Minnesota Golden Gopher Rashad Bateman is expected to miss a number of weeks with a soft tissue leg problem. Now, Bateman was drafted in the first round by the Ravens this year, part of Baltimore's attempt to boost its passing game. The Ravens play their first preseason game Saturday night against New Orleans. And the Chicago Bulls have finalized a sign-and-trade deal with the San Antonio Spurs for high-scoring small forward DeMar DeRozan. Now, DeRozan Johnson agreed last week to a three-year, $85 million contract. And again, he's now a member of the Bulls. Again, the Twins get a home run from Jorge Polanco. That's all they needed as the Twins beat the White Sox 1-0 yesterday. And at sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.